The baby shook his head, and who is more believable than a baby? Are their faces not the very definition of guilelessness and innocence? I'd take you with me and go after them if you'd come, Walter said. What a team we'd make. They've gone to the Divar Toy in Thunderclap to release the breakers. I've already promised to meet your father, your white father, and his quartet should they dare go on, and that's a promise I intend to keep. For hear me well, Mordred, the gunslinger Roland Deschain has stood against me at every turn, and I'll bear it no more, no more, do you hear? His voice was rising in fury. Mordred nodded innocently, widening his pretty baby's eyes in what might have been taken for fear, fascination, or both. Certainly, Walter O'Dim seemed to preen beneath his regard, and really the only question now was when to take him, immediately or later. Mordred was very hungry, but thought he would hold off at least a bit longer. There was something oddly compelling about watching this fool stitching the last few inches of his fate with such earnestness. Once again, Mordred drew the shape of a question mark in the air. Any last vestige of a smile faded from Walter's face. What do I truly want? Is that what you're asking for? Mordred nodded yes. 'Tisn't the Dark Tower at all, if you want the truth. It's Roland, who stays on my mind and in my heart. I want him dead. Walter spoke with flat and unsmiling finality. For the long and dusty leagues he's chased me. For all the trouble he's caused me, and for the Red King as well, the true king, you do ken, for his presumption in refusing to give over his quest no matter what obstacles were placed in his path. Most of all, for the death of his mother, whom I once loved.